Zionism, Friday the 12th of April, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, the Seder of the Seder.
Good morning. Begin with an apology. It says on the sheet to do a parasha theme. Imagine people will be moichel me. Blineder, if it's fine, the clock doesn't, isn't too nasty, then I'll try and give a kasher to the parasha. As well. The title I said is The Seder of the Seder. We all know, maybe I'll begin by saying that the Seder night is the most, it's one of the most incredible times of the year on many, many levels. And I'm sure that the Seder could be explained in Pshat, in Remez, and Drush, and Soit. But I'm going to discuss in Pshat, in Halacha, try and understand the Seder of the Seder. In other words, we all know what we do. We begin with Kaddish, and we move on to Urchatz, and we go to Karpas, etc. Imagine we've done it a couple of times, and we know the Seder. But try and give a little bit of a better understanding of what caused this Seder. Why is it that we're starting, we're following things in exactly this order? What's the halachic makeup of the night? What causes that it should look exactly like this? And hopefully we'll learn some things on the way. That's the idea. So I can just give an example. So we do Maggid. So we do Maggid after Karpas and before Yachatz. So why is Maggid specifically over there? Maybe Maggid should be, a regular Shabbos. We make Kiddush, we start the meal, regular Yom Tov, and then we say Dibur Torah during the meal. There's a mitzvah, Yigadta Levincha, there's a mitzvah to say Maggid, there's a mitzvah to say the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But maybe it should be after Moitzi Matzah. Maybe it should be during the meal, during Shulchan Aruch. Or maybe it should be before Kiddush, you should do Maggid. What exactly is causing the Maggid is specifically after Karpas, before Yachatz? And similarly, I'm sorry, after Yachatz, before Moitzi Matzah. That's right, why is it not between Karpas and Yachatz? Wouldn't it make sense after Karpas to do Maggid? Yachatz, you break the Matzah. Before you eat the Matzah, you break the Matzah. Well, what's Maggid doing exactly where it is? That's an example. But similarly, I'd like to go through each of the 10 simonim and discuss exactly what they're doing, exactly where they are, which will give us hopefully a little bit of a better picture, an understanding of the halachos that govern and create the Leila Seder. We're not going to be able to go through everything because we have a clock working against us, but I'll try and get in as much as I can. And some of the nekudas, we'll be touching them pekitzer, where they really deserve a little bit more arichas, but again, rather than doing one point, I'm going to try and run through the entire Seder. So, the first thing is, what seemingly doesn't need to be explained is Kaddish. We begin every Yom Tov with Kaddish, we begin with making Kiddush, and then Rochtzo, and then Moitzi, and then Shulchan Aruch, and then Beirach. Yeah, that's straightforward. Every Yom Tov, we start with Kiddush, we wash our hands, we have a Moitzi, we have a meal, and we do bench. So those five simonim are relatively simple, although I'll point out that even over there it's not so poshut. And beginning with Kaddish and Urchatz, there is a machloikus whether we begin on a regular Yom Tov, whether you first do Kaddish, first wash your hand, first make Kiddush, and then wash, or whether to first wash and then make Kiddush. And now some people, I don't know, I imagine the Ramah says that you first wash and then make Kiddush. And when he does that, you do that, yeah? The Ramah says that you first wash, you first do Urchatz on a regular Shabbos, and then make Kiddush. It's a machloikus. We're showing him whether Kiddush is a hefsek between washing and eating Hamoitzi. We name on Aloha, majority of the Shoinim hold that Kiddush is not really a hefsek between washing and amoitzi. So for that reason, the Ramah says that the minig is to actually first wash and then make kiddush, and some have that minig, as people over here have already pointed out, that they do it that way on a regular Shabbos and a regular Yom Tov, wash before kiddush, Urchatz and Kaddish. When it comes to the Leila Seder, so the Ramah says there it's already Kaddish and Urchatz, according to all opinions, or almost all opinions. So there's difference. So so really that also needs explanation. Why is it Kaddish then Urchatz? Not Urchatz then Kaddish.
Why do you call it Kaddish and not Urchatz, not Kiddish?
Ah, okay, that's the way in the simonim of the Seder, I'll call it Kiddish, but the simonim of the Seder, we have the simonim which were probably, some say it was Rashi, it's brought in Matters of Victory, others say it's one of the Bali HaKosvus, that go through the simonim, that made it easier because it's a night with so many halachas, so many details. Such a Seder, such an order, so mainly they gave a simonim to make it easier, to know what to do, as we all know what to do because of these simonim. We're trying to explain them, and in the simonim it's called Kaddish. So I'm calling it on the night of Pesach, a Kaddish, although I mean the regular Kiddish, yeah.
No, it makes us a sense of predictive, because it tells you what to do.
So I hear, yeah, okay, thank you, yes, yeah. There's a lot of discussion about the exact detail of the simonim, but I want, that's it's instructions, right, yeah. But okay, not all of them though are written that way, so that's a... I'll just say one of the reasons, the Taz says, it's just there's a lot of discussion, again, why Pesach is different. Why the Ramah says, on Pesach, everyone agrees, first Kiddush, and then we wash our hands. The Taz says, because if you wash your hands before Kiddush, on the night of Pesach, you may have asked to make a bracha. Because you feel like every Shabbos. If you wash after Kiddush, so then you know what you're washing on. On a regular Shabbos, if you do that, you're washing on a moitzi. And now you're washing on the vegetable, on the karpas. So you know it's not a bread, so you won't make the bracha. But if you wash before Kiddush, and it's a regular, you feel like a regular Yom Tov, you come home, you're washing, you may actually make a bracha, that's what the Taz says. And the Taz says that's the reason that the Ramah suggests that everyone should do, is we will do first Kaddish, then Orchatz. Okay. So we begin with Kaddish, and then we move on to karpas. Why is karpas over here? Why are we eating the vegetable? Maybe we should eat the vegetable. Why are we eating the vegetable right over here? So the answer is because the maskon of the Gemara is the karpas, the eating of the vegetable, is in order to latmiya satinoikas, in order to trigger the children to ask questions, to ask a question. That's because the Torah says kishol. There's a mitzvah we got to tell the There's a mitzvah to tell your children or tell each other the story of it is a triumph. But since the Torah says kishol chabelchol, that it begins with a shaila. The child asks a shaila. So melech has aldarshim from there that it has to all be in a way of shaila and shuvah lechatchila. That the children should ask a question, and then afterwards it should be followed with the magid v'gad to levincha, should be followed with the answer. So we do different things on the night of Pesach in order to trigger a question, to trigger the children should ask, what's happening? Why are we doing things different? And the answer is, of course, let me tell you the story, why are we doing things different, yeah? And then we tell them the magid. The magid is supposed to be followed by a shayla from the child, and for that reason the Chazal instituted different things in order to trigger the question. And the first thing is they say take a bite of a yerek, of a vegetable, a little bit of karpas, you eat karpas before magid, in order to trigger a shayla. So obviously, karpas has to be before magid. Obviously, karpas can't be before kaddish, because you can't eat before kiddish. So Mela, I'm saying that you should know that the Torah holds in certain circumstances when you only have matzah, you don't have wine, you should eat before Kiddush, because the karpas are so important to trigger the question of the children. It's a major part of the Seder. So karpas has to come before Magid, and of course karpas is introduced with an orchat. You have to wash your hands because if you, that's the din, that if you eat tibbulah b'mashke, the Gemara says, it's interesting that the Gemara, it's not mentioned anywhere in Shas, besides in the Arab Psochim, besides with the Leila Seder. But it's a din for the whole year round, that if you eat tibbulah b'mashke, if you eat something which is dipped in a liquid, so then, one of the Shiva Mashke, the seven liquids, then you're supposed to wash before. It's a machlokes Roshonim, and the Rambam and Rashi hold that it's the same chiyuv as washing for bread. Just as you have to wash for bread, Srach Truma, the same chiyuv you have to wash for Tibbulah B'mashke. That's the shittas of Rambam and Rashi, and according to them you make a brocha, etc. There is also the shittas of Tosfos that learns that it's not a real chiyuv, and nowadays certainly there's no chiyuv. According to Tosfos, there's no chiyuv to wash before Tibbulah B'mashke. As a result, we don't make a brocha. Because it's a machlokes, as a result we don't make a bracha, and also as a result, it says in Shulchan Aruch that hamoyin am in mitzvahim, it says in the poskim that many people are not careful. So today, some people are careful, like the most Rishonim who learn it's a chiyuv gomor, like the simple understanding of the Gemara, but many people are not careful, and it says in the poskim that they rely on the shittas ha-toisvus that it's not a chiyuv nowadays. But nevertheless, when they instituted the Seder goes the Kiddush, and then an Orchatz, and then a Karpas. The truth is, the Chok Yaakov adds another reason, even if you're not careful all year round, like imagine some of the people in this room fall into that category, even if they're not particular all year round to wash before Tibbulah B'mashke, before something dipped into liquid, he says, no, it's a good reason, you should wash anyway for another reason. Because the whole Karpas is to trigger a question. So okay, so Urchatz will be another Shinoi. It'll be something else different than the rest of the year. So that'll also trigger a question. So that's therefore you should do it by the Leila Seder, even if you don't do it all year round. But the truth is, if we ask why was it instituted this way, it was instituted this way because you're supposed to do it. Rashi made the simonim. Rashi holds that Urchatz is a chiyuv gomor medina. Rashi holds you do Urchatz with a brocha. Yeah, perhaps according to Rashi you could do Urchatz before Kaddish, yeah? If he holds that you're allowed to, if you remember that. So now we understand we begin with Kaddish, and then we want to have Karpas before Magid. So we have to wash our hands, Urchatz, and then we move on to Karpas. We eat a little bit of a vegetable. And then Yachatz. Now this is already a little bit puzzling. What's Yachatz doing exactly over here? Why isn't Yachatz? I mean, Yachatz, we break the middle matzah. Why do we break the middle matzah? The Torah says, Lechem oni midarshan. Just as a poor man has a broken piece of bread, so a broken piece of matzah, so we have to break the matzah, make the hamotzi chayra, or make the alachilas matzah, over a broken piece of matzah. Okay, so when we get to the moitzi matzah, when we get to the mitzvah of matzah, we should break the matzah. Why are we breaking the matzah before Magid, and then doing Magid, and then coming to the Suda? It's a little bit of a strange thing. Why is Yachatz before Magid? It would seem that Yachatz should be after Magid, before moitzi matzah. So interestingly, the earliest makor that this is the minug is the luchoira, the ram, the quote of Haigoin, that says no go om. The minug is to break the matzah before Magid. But listen to the reason he explains; it's very interesting. Rav Haigoin argues with most of the rishonim, all the rishonim, but we hold that the mitzvah of alachilas matzah, let's say the broch alachilas matzah, is supposed to be over the prusa. It's supposed to be over a broken piece of bread. Rav Haigoin knows that's not the pshat of the Gemara. When the Gemara says ma'adarka sh'oni b'prusa, it means that you can even use a broken piece of bread. On a regular yom tov, you're supposed to make a broch on a shlema. You're supposed to make a broch on a complete piece of bread. Over here, even if the bread is broken, it's okay. Because it's lechem oni, so it's okay. It's okay if it's broken. He says to go and break it is ridiculous.
Well, the more so, break it just before you
get it. He says to go and break it is ridiculous. You shouldn't be breaking it. If you have a shlema, that's certainly better. That's the shit of Raigoi. If you have a shlema, it's certainly better. But if you have a broken one, it's okay. According to one way of Tosfos, he says if the matzah's d'mai, then it's yotza. He says, okay, because an oni is allowed to be d'mai, so it's okay. It doesn't mean it's supposed to be d'mai. Just give me a dogma. Rav Haigoin says, it's okay if it's broken, but not that you're supposed to break it. He says, as a result, we don't break it when it comes to moitzi matzah. That would be wrong, according to him. The minig, this is, seems to be the way what he's saying, the minig is that you break it earlier. This way you're not going and breaking it. It comes, you get a broken matzah. You don't want to break it before moitzi matzah, so you break it earlier. So you break it before Magid. So that's why, according to Rav Haigoin, at least one explanation why Yachatz is before Magid, specifically that it shouldn't be before Moitzi Matzah. If that's the case, why not even earlier? Come to the Seder of the broken Matzah. I don't know the Pshat, but perhaps what it's doing specifically after Karpas, because there's a Mishnah in Pesachim, Rabbi Pesachim, that says, Mevi'el Afonim Tal Pechazeres, Adjo Megiel Apres Pas, and then afterwards, Mevi'el Afonim Matzah, Omar Bechoroses. That the Mishnah, at least the way the Rashbam learns the Mishnah, is that they only brought the table with the matzahs after Karpas. First dip the Karpas and eat the vegetable, and only afterwards you bring the matzahs. So it's simply the first opportunity. The matzah wasn't there. Tosfos learns differently. But according to Rashbam, the matzah wasn't there earlier. So Mameda, perhaps that's why, after Karpas, you now have the matzah, you break the matzah right away. You don't want to wait for Moitzi matzah in order not to specifically break it before matzah. That would be one explanation why the Yachatz is before Magid. But there is a second explanation. Right, that's correct. That there is a din from Lechem Oini, it's written in the Torah, Oni, without a vav, and we read it. We read it with a vav, huh? That's right. So that's what the Kolboy says. Okay, the Kolboy says that exactly those words. That since you want to say Hilach Ma'anyo or Holach Ma'anyo, since we want to say Holach Ma'anyo, so therefore we want to make it into Lechem Oin. Okay.
If you weren't doing it there, you wouldn't say Holach Ma'anyo there.
That's right. You could perhaps say Holach Ma'anyo later. The Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to learn as follows. That there are two limudim. The Kolboy says what you're saying. He seems to learn as follows. There are two limudim on Lechem Oni. Again, it's written Oni, and we read it Oni, and as a result, Rabbi Kiva Darshan is both limudim, that it has to be a poor man's bread, a broken piece of matzah, and also Lechem She'oinim Olav Varam Harbe, bread that you've said that God over it. And therefore, you want that the Oinim Olav Varam Harbe should be over the Oni. The oinim of the saying that God over the matzah should be not over matzah, over lechem oni, over poor man's bread, over a prusa. So maybe you have to do the yachatz before Magid. Because you want that the Magid should be over a broken matzah. Should the oinim, dvarim harba, should be over lechem oni. So therefore we now understand the Kaddish, then followed by Orchatz Karpas, and then a Yachatz. And now we come to Magid. Why is Magid here? Why is it Magid by Shulchan Aruch? Say the story, we got to the Mincha, man. Somebody actually asked me a question. Magid has its, like everything, has its halachas. There's the chiyuv, what you have to say for Magid, what you have to tell, and you got to the Mincha, to tell the children, you have to tell the people by the Seder, to tell them the story of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. There's Rabbi Yehuda Dovi, there's a shir, there's an amount you have to tell them, to tell them the story from here till here. And for practical reasons, he felt that during the Shulchan Aruch, during the meal, he's able to do it properly, fulfill the mitzvah properly, tell everyone the story of Yitzchak Mitzrayim according to the halachas, according to the chiyuv, the way the chum prescribed. So maybe he said, can I do Magid during Shulchan Aruch? I'll read Magid before. I'll read Agada, like it says in his Agada. But the mekayim, the mitzvah of Magid, properly, v'gad the levincha, telling the people the story of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, the shoyimim that perhaps aren't following the whole Agada in his setting, can he do that by Shulchan Aruch? Ideally, I said not. You're yoytz the mitzvah in a Torah, but ideally not because Magid has to be before Moitzi. What's the reason Magid is before Moitzi? Magid is before Moitzi because the same reason we said before, it has to be lechem shayinim al dvarim harbe. The matzah has to be bread. You said Magid over it, so therefore you can only eat the matzah after Magid. So therefore, Magid has to be before Moitzi. That's what Magid is doing specifically over here. Why is Magid after? Maybe Magid in the beginning. Maybe Magid come home and say the story. Magid also before Moitzi. Maybe there's other reasons also. But one reason would be you need a carapace, huh?
The problem with stira of the cyber, because you're not allowed to have a cyber by Magid, and you're not supposed to have a cyber by Shulchan Aruch. So I don't know what
you do. Okay, that would be when you're eating, you have a saber. Okay, you can sit up and do the Magid. I don't know if that's I hear. Yeah. Could be, but I don't think it's correct, and I'll tell you why. L'choira, in the Zman Beis Hamikdash, when they had the Korban Pesach, I think the Magid was during Shulchan Aruch. So in other words, in principle it could be, and maybe I'll get to explain why, that they didn't have this issue, because they ate the matzah at the end of the meal. So that's what I want to... That's right. With Korban Pesach. So they did it during Shulchan Aruch.
You already said the reason earlier, that the Magid comes now, because you're answering the kashas that have just been
asked. Yeah, but you could have put the questions also later.
But you've just
You can't do it earlier, that's right.
Because you just did the carpass.
You're saying why can't be earlier?
No,
why can't be earlier?
But that's why Magid comes down, not later.
Okay, I don't know.
The first kashas have just been asked. Why are we doing carpass? Why are we doing Tavish Tavula?
Okay, so you're saying you can't be Shulchan Aruch because I have to have the carpass before the meal. Why before the meal? Because that triggers the question. And then, right away, I have the question after the answer. I don't know if the answer has to follow the question directly. But also, according to some Rishonim, the Karpas, according to the number of the Ramban and the Ran, hold that the Karpas is not, the Ikra Shitta is that the Karpas, what triggers the question is you're eating before the meal. But some Rishonim hold that even as any second eating twice, tibble twice, that triggers the question. At least according to them, we'd have a question why is it not during the meal, if you're right, yeah? In other words, because there's a din that if you don't have wine, so you start with Hamoitzi, because you make Kiddush over the bread, and then afterwards, you still do a karpas in the meal. How does a karpas trigger a question in the meal? So the Beholder explains, according to some Rishonim would come out, that the two tibulim, dipping twice, will create the question, so that would be, if that's right, then you could answer it at that. There'd still be room. Okay, why is karpas not earlier? Why is Magid not in the beginning? Still before the Moitzi Matzah? So one reason would be, because you want to trigger it with a karpas, and in order to have karpas, you want to trigger it with a shayil of karpas. In order to have karpas, you have to make Kiddush, and then you can have karpas, and then you can have Magid. So we've explained Kaddish, begin with Kiddush, and then Orchatz Karpas, and Yachatz. All an introduction. Karpas and Yachatz are an introduction to Magid, and then we follow with Magid before the Haggadah. I missed out the Rochtzo. Apologize. We wash. Okay, we're washing because we're eating matzah, but the truth is, there is a question over here. Why are we washing over here? We already washed. We already washed by Urchatz. Why do we have to wash again? And the Gemara asks this question. The Gemara discusses, not only all the Tibul Rishon, not only all the Tibul Sheni, that if you wash once, you have to wash twice. And the scorn of the Gemara is, without going into it carefully, is that that God and the Halal is a Hesek Hatas, a Hesek.
Yeah, you also adjusted his eyes, so it wasn't like you didn't probably start to eat.
Yeah, you didn't start the meal, that's fine, but you washed. Wash your hands are clean. Assuming there was no Hezkatas, there's a whole discussion in the poskim if you specifically did not work with Siyachdas. If I wash now, can I eat in an hour's time or after I daven? The answer is yes. I don't need to wash again if I'm not with Siyachdas.
How do you not doing with Siyachdas if you have to concentrate on saying...
It seems some people can do it. It's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you're specifically not with Siyachdas? If you specifically aren't with Siyachdas, And a maskana is a choira if you do that. You shouldn't do that. But if you do that, you'd wash without a bracha the second time. However, the mice would have to wash again only because that since we're washing an urchatz without a bracha, and since according to some, according to Tosfos, that's not a washing for the mitzvah, so it wasn't with kavanah for the mitzvah, so therefore no, it won't go on the rochta. But the kitzah, the Gemara says that the reason why you wash again is because you usually would have a hesek hadas, and that's the seder, so that's why we have again a rochta. So we have kadosh urchatz kapas
achatz. But the mice, not everybody washes. That
we are
only the Balabas.
Some people only Balabas washes for Urchatz, and then the question would only be on the Balabas, right? Yeah. But the simple understanding of the Gemara and the saying the way it was set out is that everybody would. However, some people have the minhag, the choyra, based on the fact that we're not matmid the whole year, and the ikar reason we're doing it is for Shinoi, and the minhag, it's enough for Balabas. Okay.
You see, it's not one of the questions, it's not a big question.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's. Yeah. So where are we holding? Magid Gadan, Rochta, okay. Moiti Matzah, yeah. Time for the Moiti Matzah. Chayre makes sense. We're ready to start our meal. That's why after Kaddish we should start the meal. And as I'll point out, when we get to Tzofen, hopefully, I'll point out briefly that it's not so posh what's Moiti Matzah doing over here. Maybe we should do Moiti Matzah after Shulchan Aruch. But simply understood, it makes sense. You do Kaddish, you can now wash Hamoiti. Why is Hamoiti before Alakid's Matzah? So over here, there's two reasons. There's one reason that the Gemara asks when you make Kiddush, the Gemara Bracha says, according to Beis Hillel, you start Kiddush, you make a Goffin first, and then you make the Bracha and Kiddush, all familiar, right? A Goffin, and then we make the Bracha and Kiddush. Why? Shammai hold the other way around. Why do Beis Hillel hold the Goffin and Kiddush? There's two reasons in the Gemara. One reason is, you make Kiddush on Friday night, you first begin with a Goffin, and then after you make the Bracha. The Bracha of Kiddush is, Asher Kiddushonu, what's the Bracha? Asher. Yeah. Baruch Hashem Kansha Shabbos, the Bracha of Kiddush. You make following the Agafen. Why? The Gemara has two reasons. One reason isn't relevant over here, but the other reason is Todim Shein and Todim Todim Koidim. There's a rule whenever you have something which is more common or something which is less common, the more common thing always comes first. So Agafen comes before Kiddush. That same reason, L'choy would apply for Moitzi and Matzah L'choyra. Moitzi is Todir, is common, and Alachil is Matzah is less common, so therefore Moitzi, the Bracha of Moitzi comes before the Bracha of Alachil is Matzah. There's another reason brought in Siddur of Amram Goin that says that it makes sense to first praise Hashem for creating the bread and then praise Him for giving us a mitzvah to do with the bread. The Alachil is Matzah is a mitzvah to do with the Matzah, so first we thank Hashem for Moitzi Lechem and Oretz for creating the Matzah, and then afterwards we follow it with Alachil is Matzah. Follow the Mora, okay. Why does Mora come after Moiti Matzah? Why not before? So both Rashbam and Tosfos say, a limit which is not in the Gemara, Matzah Samari Mechluhu. Since the Torah says you eat the Korban Pesach with Matzah and Mora, but the Seder is first Matzah and then Mora, so therefore the Mora has to come after the Matzah. It's not Likuvah, but a Chachilah, you have to first the Matzah, and then only afterwards the Mora. So that's why the Mora follows directly after the Matzah. Why does it follow directly? Maybe we can have the Matzah, eat our meal, and at some point during the meal, end of the meal, some point during the meal, eat the Mora. Why not Moitzi Matzah, Shulchan Moirich, Mora? So over here, there's... perhaps it's also part of the limud. Perhaps it's also part of the limud that moiti matzah, a matzah of marurim yichlu, that the mora has to follow the matzah. Hillel holds they're literally eaten together. So perhaps the chomim who argue hold that they at least have to follow one another. But there is another reason, a technical reason, why the mora has to come specifically after the matzah. Because of an issue with the bracha. When you make the bracha, l'chilas matzah, you're not supposed to be mastic until the koirich. As we all know, you don't speak until after Koirich. So therefore, the Mora has to follow directly after Moitzi Matzah in order that you shouldn't make a Hefsuk till after Koirich. To the extent that there's a major discussion in the Rishonim, a whole Machloikus, when you don't have, I mentioned before, if you don't have wine, so you begin with Kiddush on Matzah. So you begin with Matzah. What do you then do? So there's a major Machloikus. You do Moitzi Matzah and follow right away with Mora Koirich, all right at the beginning of the Soda. Oh, some say no, better to do Moiti Matzah, and then do Karpas, Magid, etc. But those that say to follow right away with Mora Koirich, you don't ask it like that, is because of this issue. The Chachila, Mora and Koirich have to follow Moiti Matzah because of an issue of a Hefzik. Because you don't want to make a Hefzik between Moiti, the Bracha of Alakinus Matzah, I'm sorry, and the Koirich. Why is that? So let me just explain why Koirich follows Moiti and Matzah. Because essentially, just I'll try and explain it in a nutshell, at least the Shitsa Toysvas, which is a Chayra, perhaps is what we name on Alocha. The Toysvas learns this. The Hillel holds, yeah, we used to call it Hillel. Hillel holds at the time of Beis Hamikdash, they ate a shawarma sandwich, right? Matzah, it was like a lafa, soft matzah, with moror, with lettuce inside, and meat, korban pesach. Yeah, that's the way they eat it. And you have to eat it at that. Amatzah mer michlu, it has to be eaten together. The chachamim hold it can either be eaten together or it can be eaten separately. Now, that's the way Tosfos understands. Now, since the din is of this, that when you eat a mitzvah, when you eat matzah for a mitzvah, moror for a mitzvah, whatever it may be, so you're not allowed to eat something which is not a mitzvah together with a mitzvah. It's called osid rabbonon vatal deraisa. Something which is not a mitzvah undoes the mitzvah. You can't eat together with your matzah some chocolate, because the chocolate's not a mitzvah, and the matzah is a mitzvah, and you can't eat them together. It undoes the mitzvah. The key of a mitzvah has to be done by eating the matzah by itself. So, the main of this, when we eat them today, matzah is a chiyuv deraisa. We know from the psukim that even though there's no carbon pesach, there's still the erev for matzahs. We still have to eat matzahs nowadays. Moror, there's no mitzvah deraisa. When there's no carbon pesach, you don't have to eat moror midaraisa. However, the rabbanon zeichel to the moror of the eight. To remember the moror of the eight, we eat moror as well. So, you can't eat moror together with a matzah, according to Hillel or according to Rabbanon nowadays. Because when you're doing the mitzvah matzah, since on a deraisa level, matzah is a mitzvah, moror is not a mitzvah, I cannot eat moror while I'm eating matzah. Because it's not a mitzvah on the right level. It's like eating chocolate while I'm eating the matzah in the same mouth. I can't do that. So both according to Hillel and according to Rabbanon, I have to begin with matzah. That's the mitzvah matzah. Now, according to the Chachamim, I can't follow with koyrim, with a sandwich, with the moror or with a matzah, because since the moror is the mitzvah, and I can't eat them together. In the olden days, I could eat them together. By the carbon base, I could eat them together. But now I can't. Why? Because there's already yoytzeh mitzvah matzah. So since there's yoytzeh mitzvah matzah, the matzah I'm going to be eating now is not a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah. So mele undoes the morrow, which is a mitzvah rabbanon. So I can't eat the matzah with the morrow according to the Chachamim. So I have to eat the morrow alone. According to Hillel, it's the other way around. According to Hillel, I can't eat the morrow alone because the morrow is a zecher to the morrow that we ate then. How did the Chachamim institute the zecher? The way they ate it then. And the way they ate it then was with the matzah. So mele, according to Hillel, I dafka have to eat the morrow with the matzah. And there's a mitzvah midrabbanon to eat morrow and to eat matzah midrabbanon with that morrow. According to Hillel, the Kenos Hillel, according to many of the, according to Tosis, according to many of the poskim, you're doing, it's not a zecher, like a, just a, another minhag of the Seder, it's the chiyuv of moror, according to Hillel, which may be that offer, because that offer is not nifsak, not like the Chum, not like Hillel. And that chiyuv of moror comes with a bracha for moror, and comes with a bracha of alakilis matzah, because there's also a chiyuv to eat matzah, a chiyuv rabbon, to eat matzah, with the moror. So therefore the bracha alakilis moror has to go on the bracha alakilis matzah. And the broch halachilas maror both have to go on a koirich, and for that reason I can't be mastic and I have to do moitzi matzah and follow right away with maror koirich. Shulchan Aruch, about time, and the clock is ticking, let me just finish because.
Salt.
Huh?
Why do we use salt with the matzah?
You do?
Why don't we?
Yeah. For the same reason, we don't do vatal tam matzah, I have matzah alone. I don't know if it's called, it's not mavatal mustamba, but. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Could be, I don't remember, it's written in Shulchan Aruch, I don't remember the exact reason. So again, let me hold it. Kaddish, Yorchatz, Karpat, Sachat, Magadroch, Tavoyti, Matzah, Mora, Koirich, Shulchan Aruch, about time, yeah. Tofen, why do we eat the after Koirich at the end? Oh yeah, really, why are we eating, what are we going to do with the time? Why are we eating the Matzah at the end? Really, L'Choir, in the olden days, they ate the Korban Pesach at the end. So, possibly one reason why we can't eat the Matzah at the end nowadays, there can be a number of reasons, but one, them is the Mordechai asks the question, and he says, we're worried if we do the Chiyuv Matzah at the end, we're going to be full, and we're going to eat that Chiyuv Nekasa. But there's another technical reason, since we just explained the Mordechai has to come after the Matzah, and since we want to remain with the Tam Matzah, so B'meila, we have a problem, according to those who train him, and that's the second reason why you can't have the Matzah today at the end. In the olden days, when either they ate it all together, or all the moral was a chiyuv deraisa, and therefore was part of the mitzvah, and therefore it wasn't an issue to have it afterwards, so they had the matzah at the end. But we have to have Shulchan Aruch followed by Tzofen simply as a zecher to having tam, to the Korban Pesach, to have this inyan of tam matzah, and then we follow with moral koire, Shulchan Aruch, Tzofen, Beirach, Bench, and then Halal. What's Halal doing over here? We said Haggadah earlier, why can't we put the whole Halal earlier? We said we can. Lefich and Akhzob Nehoigas, we have to praise the Eivishter, and we already put Halal. Why are we splitting Halal twice? So over here we have two reasons. The Mordechai says it's simply because since each kois has to have a separate mitzvah and we have a fourth kois, so mainly we divide the halal into two parts. One part we leave with the second kois and we have another mitzvah. We finish the halal in the Goimer and the Sahalal. We finish the halal on the fourth kois in order to do the fourth kois over a mitzvah because each kois chum instituted over a mitzvah. And the second reason brought in the Levush and another poiskim that the first half of halal is connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second half of halal is connected to Gula Sida. And after we've experienced the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're davening Lashon HaBob Rishalayim for the Gula Sida. Wish you all a good Shabbos and a good day.
I was going to speak about Shabbos. I would, but since it's like this.